Rebecca and Lewis on Triple J.
On Triple J, that is a brand new song from Ocean Alley. Stained Glass is the name of it. Mitchell and Baden from the band join you right now in the studio. Jordan from Avalon says, smoother than any smooth pot of honey. Mmm, tasty. Brady from Melbourne says, taking the long way home so I can hear the end of this new brilliant Ocean Alley track. And Brady's on the line now. Brady, did you love it?
Absolutely loving it. Do not regret taking the long way home today after a really long day at work.
Did you vote for the guys in the Hottest 100 last year?
Yeah, I think for about two or three songs, yeah.
So huge.
No regrets there.
And Doug, did you also put an emoji, you know, on the app when you were listening to the song?
Yeah, the Smooth Like Honey app.
Yeah, okay. Well, the emoji that was the most popular...
Oof, how are you feeling? This is the biggest thing that's happened to you for a while.
Was the Shaka one, 32%. Oh,
yeah. As you predicted, mate.
There we go, 32%.
Huge on the Shakas.
So you guys have been doing a bit of writing and recording recently, but it's all about to kick off for you with just live shows. You're going to be doing the rally that's happening in Sydney tomorrow, Don't Kill Live Music. Mm-hmm. Tell us, why do you want to get on board with that?
Oh, it just affects now that we're... This is our what we do now, and you know, it affects everyone that's around us now.
And I don't think just because we do it now, I think because we love live, we've grown up loving live music, everybody loves live music, and if there's anything that we're going to sort of stand up and get behind, it's definitely what surrounds us every day. So
yeah,
it's encourage everyone else to get down there tomorrow and show your support for the rock and roll thing.
Mm. Yeah. So this track, is it connected to an album or anything that you've been working on so far?
It's sort of, we've been in the studio writing new music, and it's the start of a long journey. Probably it's going to end in an album at some time. But in between all of this touring we got this year, we're going to have to find some time to get back in the studio and record. So,
yeah. Amongst all the live gigs.
Amongst all the live gigs, we'll get back in there and make some live music. So this is just the start. This is a taste, and we couldn't wait to get it out. So that's why you guys are hearing it now.
Fighting the live music fight. One show at a time.
Yeah, so you are doing some shows with Tash Sultana, supporting Tash on some very big venues.
Oh, yeah.
In Wollongong, you're doing a show on Friday. How much have you had to do with Tash?
We've toured with her in the States. That was November last year. And we've done some shows with her in Melbourne as well. She approached us when we first started playing with Tash. She said she likes our music and she wanted us to play at one of her shows. And yeah, we get along on tour. Yes. And it's awesome that she's given us the opportunity to play in, yeah, like you said, these really big venues. So we're cheating the system a bit, getting a little ride on Tash's back to the Horden. So that's nice.
I feel like you guys are probably, there's going to be plenty of people there pretty excited to see you. I wouldn't be worried about that.
Yeah.
Is there any chance of you guys playing on stage together while you're both there, while you're all there?
That would be kind of cool. I think we've sort of spoken about it over a beer before, but it's never actually happened. Maybe we could organise something.
There might not be enough time. I feel like the only danger would be a Tash Sultana jam combined with an Ocean Alley jam. I just take up the whole show.
Yeah, that's sometimes soundcheck gets out of hand like that.
Veronica, Lewis, Triple J.